Brilliant stuff. Yes, Ricky, how you doing?
Johnny, how are you?
Yeah, we could have been here all day just playing little snippets of your hits. It's a few bob in the PRS bank anyway.
You've got better things to do than be there all day, though.
No, listen, did you ever think, I mean, all these years later, we'd be sitting just basically, you know, sliding through your greatest hits?
No, I didn't actually, to be honest with you. I didn't even think we made hits, but it was lovely to make songs that, you know, people remember.
Yeah, it was. I mean, people bemoan the fact that there are a lot of, if they like, trash pop acts around. They've always been around.
Mm.
But when you first came on the charts, there were a couple of bands that produced quality pop music, so you were one of them. So it was like you could release hits that a lot of people bought and could sing, you know, sing along to, but they were still good quality tunes, you know, and those acts were few and far between.
Well, that's nice of you to say so, and we certainly always felt that whatever we put out, you know, as an, if it was a, on an album or it was a single, you know, an A side, it was something that we all felt good about, and I think that makes it all the more comfortable when you, you know, you come around again, you play any songs, you know, 25 years later, you think, well, at least we felt good about the songs. They're good songs, you know.
Yeah, and you know, there's none of those songs you're going to get fed up playing.
Well, that's good. Well, that's great.
Yeah. But listen, you're the busiest man in the universe, and you're very greedy, by the way. You know, because okay, Deacon Blue are out. You know, you're on the road again, and there's a new album on the go, and then you've done a whole solo thing as well.
Yeah,
Ricky, at the same time, are you mad?
I'm mad, yeah, probably. No, I like being busy. I'm one of these people. I don't get things done if I don't do a few things at once, and I love it. And I really then enjoy time off. I was a wee spring in my step this afternoon because it's coming up for Easter weekend here. So obviously, you know, that's lovely. But no, I like doing a few things, and I tend not to get much done if someone gives me loads of time, I won't get it done. So it kind of suits me to have a lot of things going on at the same time.
Yeah, so what's the band's attitude to the fact that you're promoting a solo project at the moment as well as the band?
Well, they're all doing different. One of the good things about Deacon Blue at the moment is we all do different things. So in a sense, it's very good. It's quite healthy. Doogie does a lot of television presenting. Lorraine acts. Jim does. He runs a music, professional music course at the University of West of Scotland. So lots of us are doing different things. Sometimes I'm doing songwriting. I do a bit of radio stuff as well. So it means that when we get back together to do Deacon Blue, we all really embrace it and enjoy it. We'll be getting back to touring again in the summer. The next time we're together, we're doing a lot of festivals in the summer, and then we're starting touring again in September. So we'll love that when it comes along. But it means it's all the sweeter, you know, for doing other things.
Well, it sounds as if, you know, as you say, there's a break from it. When you do come back to it, then it's still fun, still enjoyable, and it's still a bit special then.
Absolutely, very special. And it's, you know, it's a special. It was a special time in all of our lives when we got together, and it was really amazing. But I think now that we're a little bit older and we've got a little bit more perspective and probably just a little bit wiser as well, we kind of appreciate it. You know, like when you're standing on a stage, maybe 2 hours into a show, and it's getting towards the end of a show, and you're looking around and there's people singing your songs back to you, and you're thinking, well, wait a minute, this is okay. this is pretty good. I'm really delighted that people still feel so attached to these songs. It's the songs that they feel attached to, not the band.
It's the songs. Funny, and there's a guy on, Paddy's been in touch, Dignity, pure class. And I've got to tell you a story. I do a disco at the weekend, and it's indie kind of stuff, and rock, you know, they play The Killers and Snow Patrol and Kings of Leon and maybe Happy Mondays and Stone Roses and everything else. And the end of the night song is the sort of one the bouncers are throwing people out to, you know. So we used to play, you know, like the Smiths, Please Let Me Get What I Want.
Yeah.
A sort of really dreary kind of ballad. But there was one guy, and he said, please play Dignity by Deacon Blue.
Mm.
And I was going, are you mad? He says, no, please play it. So we played it for him. And instead of people leaving the way they normally do, they all stood and sang and had their arms in the air and sang. This was not a crowd I would associate it as Deacon Blue fans, you know?
No. Well, funny enough, this year, I mean, a couple of years, I'm at the age now where my kids, you know, were, you know, obviously, they were growing up and going out to festivals and stuff. And a couple of years, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, actually, I went to Tina Park just to take my daughter up. And Brian Wilson was playing, so I wanted to see him play. And all these kids were kind of coming around to me and sort of wanting photographs taken with me. And I thought I was the last person that they'd want to be with. And it's sort of, you know, the idea sort of has come up in the last few years that we should, you know, we play on the Tea in the Park. So we're playing there this year. We're playing at the V festivals and so on. So, you know, maybe if you hang around long enough.
But you'll be surprised. And again, a lot of us older people would have maybe bemoaned the death of the album and the advent of the internet. But what it has introduced a load of a new audience to old music that maybe ordinarily wouldn't have been able to get the hold of, you know?
Yeah, well, that's right. I think, you know, kids nowadays can access everything. You know, they can access anything from any era. And they're very knowledgeable about stuff as well. You know, you talk to them about Jimi Hendrix, and you talk to them about the Beatles and so on, and they can find all these things. So, yeah, I think you've got a good point there. It's the music's there for people to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you're doing those festivals. You're going to enjoy that. That'll be terrific. Mm. I can just picture.
And we're working very hard to getting back to Ireland. We haven't been to Ireland for a while. And now, are you speaking from Belfast? Or are you?
I'm in Belfast.
We love Belfast, and we've been waiting for someone to make us an offer. So we're kind of currently, hopefully, negotiating to get back to Belfast and this tour later in the year. So we're really looking forward to it.
Please do, mate, because
we love playing there.
Loads of people have been in touch, you know, honestly. And your solo tour then starts 15th of April. And you're not coming here,
are you? No, I normally do come. Normally I do manage to get over, but there hasn't been anything this time around. So that'll happen. It'll happen, I'm sure, before the end of the year.
Okay. Well, listen, Ricky, thanks a lot for talking to us, mate.
We're
going
to
play out with your new single, Trouble Came Looking. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant. Listen, Ricky, look after yourself. Thanks,
cheers,
mate.
Bye-bye.
I was down at the dump looking for crumbs, when what did I suddenly see? Out there on the edge, as certain as death, trouble come looking for me. With the stand of a man, you might understand, he sang like a bird to me. I was ready to drop, so I turned my guard off and let trouble come looking for me. Old friends, new friends, strangers and family, keep up, watch out for things you never can see. I was doing my best for to keep up with the rest, when trouble came looking for me. I put a roof on my head, I got a wife and was blessed to start my own family. I wanted for nothing, but the bank said, here, have something. That's when trouble came looking for me. I asked for some time, just a couple of weeks, to pay up and get back on my feet. But the man took my keys and my house and my lease, when trouble came looking for me. Old friends, new friends, strangers and family, don't just say yes when somebody tells you it's free. I was just giving my kids the best of all things, when trouble came looking for me. Trouble comes calling in so many ways, it can flutter and lie and deceive. I was doing my damnedest to keep away from all that badness, but trouble came looking for me. Time and again I'd say never again, will I gamble on what I can see? Nor will I take money from poor folks around me, but trouble came looking for me.
That's Ricky Ross from Deacon Blue. He's got a new solo album out, Trouble Came Looking, and that is the title track.